Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And of course, as always, we are cared for by Eastside Medical Center. We appreciate their partnership. Mike Salmond alongside Stephen Julian.
Eastside Medical is who cares for us, who irritates you every show.
Stephen Julian is my co-host today.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm great. It is good to see you again. It has been a while. We took a little hiatus.
Yeah, we did. We had lots of stuff going on.
Well, you had lots of stuff going on.
I did.
You did. Congratulations. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back. And we've got some wonderful guests here in the studio. I'm excited to talk to with Evener Liberal with Liberal.
Liberal?
We talked about how we're going to mess up the names before
the show. No, we talked about how you would mess up the names.
Being gone for like 3 weeks, this is what happens. Evener Liberal with MSite Preventive Health Services is here in the house. Also, Dr. Adam Tedder with ClearPath Family Chiropractic. And
Nathalie Tabaris.
Thank you.
With Nathalie Tabaris.
Photography. Yes. So we got to say it twice. Is here as well. So we're excited to talk to all of them. We're going to start with Evener Liberal with MSite Preventive Health Services. Evener, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. We met about a month or so ago at a networking event, and you've got an exciting business that we want to share. Explain exactly what MSite Preventive Health Services does.
So in the healthcare climate, we see oftentimes individuals come into, you know, whether it be outpatient centers or they come into hospitals, and the costs are so astronomical oftentimes. And so what we do is that we've created a process where individuals can come in, get tested. It doesn't require any prescriptions, any referrals. If you want to know, you can come in, get tested, find out whether or not you're at risk for a stroke, heart attack, aneurysm. So we specialize in those particular things. So diagnostic ultrasound is really what we focus on, and we have lab services and genetic cancer testing. So we have a full array of things that we offer.
Are these partnerships that you have with these doctors and labs and so forth, or are you talking about you have your own brick and mortar places?
We have our own brick and mortar place. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I was going to ask, when people hear preventive health services, I think over the last 30, 40 years, what that's come to mean to most people is I got to take a battery of blood tests, I got to get poked and prodded, I got to get on a treadmill, and then I got to sit in some kind of tank, I got to sit in a tube. I mean, there's all kinds of different tests.
Absolutely.
But you have an actual process. Is it possible for you to explain that process in about 2 minutes of what, and is it the same process for everybody that comes in?
Absolutely. Well, okay. It's really all based on the individual's requirements. So if they essentially have a family history of stroke, and that's one thing that they're really focused on, then we can definitely offer those services to them. And so we utilize sonography, which is ultrasound, to look inside of the arteries, measure the flow of blood going through the arteries, see how much plaque buildup is in the arteries. And so if that's the main focus of the individual, then yeah, we can definitely.
And it sounds like one of the things you're trying to do is you're trying to let the consumer, the actual person, kind of drive, here's what I'm looking for.
Absolutely. You know, you go to your doctor and you have a physical every single year. For a lot of people, it doesn't go far enough. You know, I mean, you have family history, and if you're not really demonstrating any signs or symptoms, sometimes it's very difficult for your physician to get those tests for you.
Well, and the annual physical has become, I don't know everybody else's experience, but I can tell you my experience is If you're not showing any kind of symptoms, it's maybe 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. If you have a really good doctor, it might be 5 minutes or so.
Absolutely.
And while you talk about history, they're fairly reluctant to have you go do something because what is your insurance going to cover? How expensive is it going to be? How much poking and prodding is it going to entail? That
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily let you drive the conversation as much. They're kind of telling you what they want you to do.
Exactly. And so that's our main focus, is really giving the power back to the consumer. You know, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be bound by, you know, them telling you what you can and cannot have if you want to have it. And our process is fairly simple. You know, we offer a cash-based program, and we've made those costs very affordable. And so it's not an overbearing thing, and you get the results. And oftentimes when you go into your doctor's office with our results, they're like, wow, I didn't know this was going on. Because again, you know, they really, if you're not demonstrating the signs and symptoms, they really can't check for it.
Where did the company's passion for this preventive care come from?
You know what? Myself, I've this has always been a passion of mine. Ever since, I mean, for me, a personal story, you know, I lost a brother at the age of 23 to diabetes. And a single finger stick would have essentially let him know that, you know, this is what it is. And we've had family members, friends who just dropped from stroke and heart attacks. And so we've realized that the need is out there, you know, I mean, and people are just, if they know that there's an option, then they'll exercise that right to go and find out for themselves.
Yeah, to really, to use an analogy maybe, to really look under the hood a little bit better.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I mean, you go and you service your car every 3,000 miles for a reason. Not that you think something's going to happen, but you're looking just to prevent that from happening. You know, so you take those extremes with your car. You know, sometimes you just need to do that with your body.
Yeah, because people with their car, they take better care of their car than they do their body. Because you're right, every 3,000 miles you get it checked, as opposed to somebody who might, I'm only bringing to my car when I hear a rattling or something. You don't want to. It's too late at that point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So here we go. Shameless plug. Subaru of Gwinnett will take care of your car, right? And they'll monitor
Absolutely.
It. So why
there
not let Evener Liberal and everybody at M-Site Preventive Health Services take care of your body?
Sounds logical to me, right?
There you go. 2019, trademark pending, Stephen Julian. All right. Evener, you talked about diagnostic ultrasound. Can you tell me more about what that entails? And is that, it sounds like that's the main tool you guys use, but I also, it's not the only tool you
No,
guys
it's not
use.
The only
okay.
tool. No.
All right. But talk about it, because I don't know what that means, diagnostic
Absolutely.
Ultrasound.
So diagnostic ultrasound is essentially you utilizing sound waves to look inside of the arteries or look at an organ. You know, the technology has been there for a while. People most commonly know it as, you know, doing sonograms on babies, but it's evolved quite a bit since, you know, it's a great technology now. You have 3D and 4D. You have all kinds of great things happening with diagnostic sonography. And so once the sound waves look into your body, you can really see on the monitor. You can visually see the blood flowing through the arteries. You can quantify how much buildup of plaque cholesterol that you have in the arteries. And it gives people the information they need to either make the necessary lifestyle changes or, you know, or follow up with their physician. And that's the overall goal. The people that are symptomatic, the ones that have symptoms, they generally go to their doctors and they're followed up with. But then you have individuals like, and I'll just segue real quick. Dr. Adam Tedder sent me a client, and you know, just based on something that he's seen on a cervical spine x-ray, and she came in and got tested, and we identified that her right internal carotid artery that supplies blood to her brain was 75% obstructed. Now, she didn't really demonstrate any signs, symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, fairly clean family history. You know, she didn't really have any, you know, history of heart attack, stroke, or aneurysm, or anything like that. But there's people walking around every day like that, you know, and they have these issues, but they really don't know until they get into real progressive states.
All right, well, let me go here then, because I think what keeps a lot of people away is cost.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned in the very first answer about what you do, the cost is not what you would expect.
Absolutely.
So how do you keep your costs low?
So we keep our costs low. We've worked it out with our radiologists, with all of our reading physicians. And so ultimately, they understand the the mission is to really get people to be aware of what's going on. And so, you know, they have other jobs, so this isn't their primary focus, but what they do is they really empower people to make conscious decisions about their health. And so it's really a great thing with our doctors. They're very understanding. And
so what the other question I was going to ask is, because you didn't exactly mention exactly what the cost is.
Absolutely. That's not a problem.
Oh, well, then do that.
Absolutely.
I thought I was going to get you there.
Oh, no, not at all. And so for our most popular package, it's $155. And that includes the radiologist reading fee.
What?
And everything.
Absolutely. Come on.
No.
Pulling my leg.
No, it's the truth. It's
and
the
that,
truth.
That is for an ultrasound?
That is an ultrasound. And that's diagnostic. For four different tests. And so
me just visiting my urgent care, my office visit is almost that cost.
Right. My oil change in my car is getting close to $155.
And so, you know, we've really created a process and a program that people really find value in. And, you know, and we hope to really change and impact countless lives through this process and through this company.
And what is so funny is what I was about to ask before you were willing to share the price is I was about to ask about insurance coverage. That's the beauty of what you've done. Who cares what your insurance is? $155
absolutely
is so worth getting, and they get the results and they get the readings, and then they can take that to their doctor.
Absolutely.
Or keep it and go, I'll see you guys in a year, and yeah, go from there.
And that's the point, giving people the power back. Because, again, if you come in and you get tested and you find something wrong, you have all the power there to focus on that particular issue, follow up with your doctor, or just stay on top of it and come get it checked annually to make sure it's not progressing at all.
You said 155, and that covers the four different tests.
What
are those tests?
So the carotid artery stroke screen, uh-huh, which checks the arteries that supply blood to your brain. We also look at the abdominal aorta and make sure that there's no aneurysms there. We check the circulation in the legs and to determine whether someone has peripheral arterial disease. And we also do a echocardiogram.
One more question. I asked you earlier about brick-and-mortar locations.
Yes.
Where are your locations? So what are the areas you're serving?
So we're Johns Creek, Suwannee Johns Creek area.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we're not very far from Emory Johns Creek Hospital.
Okay.
And so we're right in that general area.
Mike, I don't know when the last time this happened on the show, but a future guest who hasn't yet come on the show, Dr. Tedder, I think, wanted to either ask a question or make a statement. So let's get his mic turned up and let him say something.
I think when I met Evener, one of the stories that really compelled me is the gentleman that came in that had the abdominal aorta aneurysm.
Absolutely.
Close to it. He was talking about a gentleman that was like 45 years old.
Yeah.
Runner, nutrition, like perfect picture of health, came in for a screening.
Yes.
And he was on the verge of an aneurysm and had to have surgery.
Yeah.
Or else it literally saved his life.
Absolutely. Yeah. He says aneurysm was about 4.2 centimeters. At 5, there has to be surgical intervention. And so at the very least, he has to come in and just follows up more frequently. But he didn't know he had it at all. So,
wow.
You know, so
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we love what we do. We're very passionate. I mean, we're focused on the community. We really want to just keep people together. You know, nobody needs to go prematurely just based on small things that they can do to really prevent certain diseases.
Can I also assume that if these four very important tests with this fantastic technology that very few people have had a lot of exposure to, but should, if that's $155, any of the other services that you guys are offering, I'm assuming that's a philosophy that follows through, that we want to have a price point that,
absolutely,
forget insurance, just come to us and we'll give you some good preventive
exactly
health screenings.
We check the renal arteries, and we check the thyroid, we do ultrasound on you know, anything. We can really check anything. And so that's one of the great things about what we do.
And I have a confession to make, Mike. Mike actually looked over at me during the interview and wanted to make sure I was okay because I was looking at my phone. I'm fascinated by your website, which
absolutely
you're going to give in a minute.
Absolutely.
There's my tease. But there's one other little thing that I found on the website that I didn't know before coming into this interview. We're on Business Radio X. One of the things business leaders have to deal with is drug screening. A
yes,
lot of them. You
absolutely
guys offer that service.
We do. Drug and alcohol screening.
Wow.
It's huge. It's huge. We see so many. And the big thing that we've been seeing lately is parents bringing their kids in to get tested for drugs. And it's, I mean, we're in an area where there's a lot of that. And so, parents are being a little bit more proactive, and it's amazing to see. And we see parents are very emotional. They're reluctant. The kids are reluctant, but they're doing it because, again, they know if they don't intervene at this point in time, then it's a slippery slope.
Johns Creek and Suwannee are such nice areas. People go, oh, there's no drugs in those areas. No, actually, the better drugs are in those areas because that's where the money is.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, we went a little longer than we thought, but we've got a lot of good stuff there at the end there when we start talking pricing and everything. So we're just going to take this from Dr. Tedder's time, I guess. no, just kidding.
That works.
So
he did interrupt the interview.
Evener Liberal with, that's coming off your time, Adam.
It's okay.
With MSite Preventive Health Services, for those that would like to absolutely look into finding out more information about what you do, where can they get the information?
Absolutely. I mean, they can call us at our office at 678-807-8627 or reach us at MSite, MSite.com.
And let's give that one more time, MSite.com, MSite, MSite.com.
Correct.
Great. Evener Liberal, Evener Liberal, with, say, I messed it up at the beginning and I messed it up at the end. So when you pull this part of the interview out for, you know, for your social media, just cut off my beginning and cut off the end and just have it be you. You're good to go.
Absolutely. Will do.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Stephen.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get to Dr. Tedder, I love the little link there about taking care of our bodies, but we do also need to take care of our cars. That is important, and there's no better place to do that than at Subaru of Gwinnett. Actually, there's also no better place to buy a car than at Subaru of Gwinnett, because love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come in and see the difference. Or maybe you're already a Subaruist, and follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. I'm trying to get you like 30 seconds back on the show.
I appreciate that very much. Our next guest is Dr. Adam Tedder with ClearPath Family Chiropractic. Dr. Tedder, you got 3 minutes.
Sounds good.
No, just tell us all about your chiropractic practice.
Well, first, I just want to thank you for having me here. I'm really excited to be here. And our practice is in Suwannee as well. It's called Clear Path, and we are...
Where in Suwannee?
We're on Peachtree Industrial, right next to Fresh Market, between McGinnis Ferry and Sugarloaf. Yep. Very accessible, that complex there. We love our spot. It's my dream practice. And we are a family practice, and what that means is that we see patients of all ages, from newborns up to grandparents. And a lot of people don't think of chiropractic care for kids, but I was a chiropractic kid, and it changed my life, which is why I do what I do today. And our practice is really centered around the family, because a family that's getting better together is more beneficial than just one person. Or if any of us have dealt with someone that's not so well, it affects the whole family. And so our vision and our mission is to create a healthier community through specific chiropractic, and really serving in that regard.
All right. A lot of folks hear the word chiropractic, a lot of preconceived ideas what that is. Oh, yep. He just, leans on me, he's cracking my back, but there's so much more to it. To explain exactly the things that you're working on.
Absolutely. And in chiropractic, you can go to 100 chiropractic offices and see 100 different things, and that's one of the things that we struggle with as a brand of chiropractic. But in our particular practice, I'm very objective in what I do. We focus on what's called upper cervical chiropractic. That refers to the top part of the neck, C1 and C2, which is the most important part of the body. It's literally the first thing that forms in the body, and it controls and coordinates all healing and function. So in our practice, we are very objective and neurologically based to make sure that area is healthy. Number one, to make sure it's safe to adjust that area, which is why we do our testing just like Evener does. I'm very serious about what we do. It's not the rack'em crack'em kind of concept. It's very specific, tailored to each individual. Nothing we do is rotation of the head, anything aggressive. Everything's very gentle. And very specific to each individual. So upper cervical allows me to be very specific in my care and get really awesome results for our clients.
So that is a fantastic answer to a tough question, which I think I appreciate you acknowledging that the brand is an issue because of so many different types of ways that chiropractic is practiced. So let me let you go down the road of why you call it a family chiropractic. You talked about it. You were a chiropractic kid.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that story and about what parents should be looking for, paying attention to, that they might have a chiropractic kid.
Absolutely. You know, I was 15 when I started getting adjusted. It's 21 years this year that I've been getting adjusted, and I haven't been to a medical doctor since I was 15. And the cool thing about chiropractic is it's a preventative, holistic approach. And if you utilize that as your primary, you will be a healthier person overall. And we talk about healthcare costs and insurance and all these different things. If you're healthier, it's so much easier to get through life, and it's much easier to raise healthy kids than fix broken adults. And so kids, you know, people don't think about it, but they go through the birth process. They learn to walk. A kid falls nearly 5,000 times learning to walk. They play sports. They're in car wrecks with their parents. They do a lot of things that put a lot of stress on their bodies, on their spine, their nerve system. And so just like dentistry, you know, we take kids early to a dentist to prevent cavities, to prevent dental issues. So if we start chiropractic care early, it prevents health issues that they may or may not deal with as teenagers and into adults. And so when I say family, I mean just that, just like family dentistry. Our goal is to have a healthy family unit from the beginning, because it prevents problems, it decreases healthcare costs, and really helps a family thrive instead of just survive each and every day.
To be transparent, Dr. Tedder, I have a friend that's also upper cervical chiropractor, and the stories I hear are amazing. People that are in pain,
yes,
and they've gone to doctor after doctor after doctor, and cannot, and their last resort then is to see an upper cervical chiropractor.
Yep.
And it's changed lives. Talk about even are changing lives. I mean, the story you gave earlier was a success story. You found something, you caught it early, even or then took care of it. But I know that you have many, many other success stories that you might be able to share with us. So somebody that was in a lot of pain for a long time,
yep,
until they finally said, I don't know what else to do, and you were their last resort.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, even in upper cervical, I always equate it to surgery. You know, there's a lot of different types of surgery. You know, you have general surgeons, cardiosurgeons, neurosurgeons, orthosurgeons. So chiropractic is kind of similar to that, where we all focus, and there's a lot of different ways we can approach chiropractic. And so in our particular office, I want to be neurologically based. So it allows me to see clients that have been everywhere. And the very first thing in my office is a consultation. Number one, to make sure my care is their appropriate care and that we work well together. It's the right office. And so it always starts with that conversation. But I had a lady come to me. She was 65, and she was on 25 medications, which is a very common thing now in our society, which is, it blows my mind. But she was on, she had fibromyalgia, she had migraines, she couldn't sleep. She was having all these different issues, and she was on a bunch of drugs just trying to manage it. And so we start taking care of her, and within about 2 months, she's dropped almost half of her medications. And within a year, she had dropped off all of her medications, and she was going to the gym, she went to Disney with her grandkids, doing all the things that we all really want to do, because it's not really about the pain. It's about what the pain is keeping us from doing. And so if you can't pick your grandkids up and chase them around the living room, then, you know, what are we doing, you know? And to me, family is the most important thing. But if we don't have our health, we can't really experience that to the fullest.
So that's a great example, and also a I don't want to say extreme, but it's an example that a lot of people might not be able to relate to.
But Stephen, too, I hear that not just from the other chiropractors that are in the same area, you know, upper cervical as you are, but I've heard that from a lot of the patients, their own testimonials.
Absolutely.
Because I think people hear this on the show right now, and they're listening and going, that's BS. That can't be. I hear, and my first, you know, impression was the same thing. There's no way. Come on. But then when you talk to so many people, it's like, wow.
Well, so here's where I was going to go with it before you lovingly interrupted me. Talk to those people who've never been to a chiropractor. Talk to those people who have some of those preconceived notions. And here was my basis of my question. If I have, you know, I got pain in my right knee, it's probably something to do with my meniscus or whatever. Are there certain things I should be looking for to go, maybe I should go see a chiropractor? Now, obviously, you might say, well, anybody should go see a chiropractor, even if there is no pain. Okay, that'd be great. That's a great marketing plan. But who are the ones that you really want to see, that you really want to go, hey, if you've got back issues or you got this or you got that, at least come in and have a consultation?
Yeah, I totally get it. And to say everybody needs something is too open-ended, right? So to me, looking for signs. So when we talk about chronic issues, we all have bad days. We can all have a headache once in a while. We can always have a sore back because we did yard work. That's not an issue. What happens, though, is if you've had the same pain for 5 years or 5 months or whatever you're doing is not correcting it, that is somewhere I look at, because they've probably already been to the medical doctor. They've already gone to X, Y, and Z. Maybe there's something else that's underlying. And that's my ideal case, is I've had this bad hip for a long time. You know, you talk about most people have one side of their hip that's wrong, not both. right? They have one bad shoulder, not both. That's showing there's an imbalance in the body that's really creating those issues. And so we're looking at these things that become chronic. And even kids, you know, 50% of kids now have chronic disease. And they're taking medications, and it's really scary. You know, because you think about, they're 10 years old, they're already taking medications. Where are they going to be at when they're 20, 30, 40, 50? And they just came out with a research study. It was a 7-year study that showed people who used chiropractic as their primary health care used the medical system 60% less, and used pharmaceuticals 85% less.
And the reason behind that is because, and I don't want to use the word adjustment, I don't know if that's right, but the idea of you're getting the body back in balance. Would that be the right way to say it?
Yeah, and that's the thing, is when you ask anybody what system controls healing or any function of your body, it's going to be your central nerve system. And so by bringing balance structurally, we bring back balance neurologically. And so by reconnecting and recycling the brain connection to the body innately wants to heal. Just like if you cut your finger, what happens to it? It heals. So why can't the body heal from X, Y, and Z? I believe if we reduce those interferences, those limitations, the body will heal with time.
You're listening to Dr. Adam Tedder with ClearPath Family Chiropractic. Dr. Tedder, for those that would like to find out more, look into your practice. Let me throw a question at you real quick. For a consultation, is there an initial cost?
Cost for consultation is no charge, okay. Just to sit down and chat with me. And we typically, if you're a referral to our practice, we do a referral discount. And then obviously, if you mention Business Radio that you heard us on here, obviously we would offer a discount for that. But our cost is $300 for a new patient exam. That's x-rays, everything, unless you do get a referral.
So. All right. And for more information, where can the people go?
ClearPathFamilyChiro.com, or you can find us on Facebook, ClearPath Family Chiropractic. But again, ClearPathFamilyChiro.com has our story there, our mission, some information, some research that I've been published in, and things like that. So.
And you recommend people calling, making appointments first, not just walking in?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. We are a fairly busy practice, and we're by appointment only, so please call. We set aside time each day because I'm the only doctor there, so I can't be adjusting patients and doing a new patient exam. So we hold a very tight schedule, but we want to have that time set aside for our new patients.
Absolutely. Dr. Adam Tedder, ClearPath Family Chiropractic, great to see you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. And you know what I love is listeners of this show saving money. So they get a discount.
Exactly. And I love the fact that if I come in with pain, Dr. Tedder here can do a little work on me before he leaves.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. I like that. Very good. Speaking of taking, again, so we've been talking about taking care of our bodies here. So I am so glad that Business Radio X is cared for by Eastside Medical. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com.
You're doing such a wonderful job. Just keep going now.
Fantastic. So our third guest, and Mike is going to have me introduce her either to mess up her name or to say it right. We are thrilled and excited to have in the studio Nathalie Tabaris from Nathalie Tabaris Photography. Nathalie, good to see you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. Tell everybody. Now, when we say photography, most everybody knows what that means.
I think they know.
But talk specifically about your practice and also what sets you apart from other photographers.
Okay. Well, Nathalie Tabaris Photography is a business located here in Duluth, Georgia. I don't have a brick and mortar place. I do my shots outdoors, but I do all the editing in the comfort of my home. but we do portraits from your engagement until your baby is born.
Engagement, weddings, graduations.
Seniors.
Seniors.
Like the only events I do are weddings.
Okay.
The only ones. But also engagements, maternity, newborns, family portraits.
And specifically, you're doing the outdoor shots. That's really that's kind of your motif, your main thing that you're looking
for? Well, I do both, indoors and outdoors.
Okay.
But people prefer, because, you know, Georgia is beautiful.
Right.
So we need to take advantage of the outdoors places that we can find everywhere. But my main focus is, like, natural look, like bright and airy and just, like, soft light.
Nice.
That's what I love.
Now, one of the other things that is really unique about your photography is you work with wall art. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah. So I am a photographer and wall designer. So that means I will create beautiful memories for you and your family, like beautiful images. But I also will show you how those images are going to look in a specific wall in your home. So I will design, let's say, a wall gallery with frames, canvases, metal prints, bamboo prints, and I'll show you exactly how those images I created for of you and your family are going to look in that wall.
I have a feeling these will be better than the $4.99 frames that I would get at Target or something like that. Yeah,
that's right.
That's where the artistry, not only of setting up the shot, but also of displaying the shot in your home, because that's part of what you're going for. You're not taking these photographs just to stick them in an album, although that's great.
Yeah.
You want to display them, and so you're going to help them even display on the actual wall and turn it into a gallery.
Well, yeah, because I think we all had like pictures taken at some point in our lives. So we spend a lot of effort, time, and money to get ready, to get the kids ready to do the perfect picture. And just to get a hard drive full of digital files that you can put it like somewhere, or maybe you will post it on Facebook and Instagram for a month, but you get tired of that picture and then you take another one or just post another one. So the whole point about photography, I think, it's tangible memories, not just digital files. So it's good to look at a big canvas of your family, beautiful family, or your wedding day, or like, let's say, maternity, which is a huge milestone. So it's good to look at those images and remember the good time you had during the portrait session.
Where did your passion for photography come from?
Well, that's a very interesting story. I was born in Colombia, but there I graduated actually from nursing and aesthetics.
I thought you were from South Georgia.
No, Columbia, South Carolina. That's what
Columbia. Yeah, it's not a southern accent we're hearing.
Just kidding.
No, that's not southern accent.
Country of Columbia, obviously.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's fine. So yeah, I actually graduated from nursing. Anything about like photography, but photography was always there as a hobby, and I love taking my family pictures and landscapes and animals. So it's always been there as a hobby. But after I came here 4 years ago, I started thinking like, you know what? I'm going to do what I really love to do, which is photography. But I'm going to do it with people, families. So that's how I started. And it's been 2 years of hard work, lots of memories, and lots of laughs as well.
There you go. I would say, of course, there's a lot other professional photographers out there, but your competition is maybe not so much them, but this iPhone or Android phone. Everybody can now take pictures. Everybody thinks they're a photographer. What would you say for that person who's got a wedding or a big event coming up and they want to get Uncle Steven to come and take the pictures with his iPhone? Why would you say that's maybe not a good idea?
Other than the fact that Uncle Steven
probably had too many beers before he started shooting, but not the Steven, of course.
Well, I will say to them, it takes a lot of hard work and a lot of hours to learn how to use a camera. And I laugh when people say, oh, you got a good camera. Like, I of course I don't tell them, it's not the camera. I know how to use it. It's different. Because even though you put it in auto, and even though you have like a $3,000 camera, DSLR camera, it's not going to take the perfect picture. You need to know how to use it. So even though you have a super smart iPhone with the best camera in the market right now, it's not gonna be the same quality. You don't get the same results.
So if you are hired as a photographer at a wedding, obviously the wedding takes place at a particular place and your job is to work in that venue. I want you to talk a little bit, because if you're helping people also design the wall potentially where they're going to display these pictures, I would imagine part of your job is also helping them find the best location if it's an outdoor shot for a family picture or a maternity picture or engagements. I would imagine clients have ideas. I would imagine clients tell you what they want, and you have to be a good counselor to kind of maybe steer them to help them find the best shot in that location. How do you work with your clients? What can someone expect when they're working with you for those shots?
Well, yeah, I have a very, very simple process, and it's about 4 steps. So I'm going to take you, Steven, as an example.
Perfect.
Here.
Perfect. Help me out. Let's do it.
So let's say you hire me to take your family portraits.
Done.
So the first step will be to have a consultation session where we're going to get to know each other a little bit more. And we're also going to talk about location, outfits, makeup, like the perfect outfits for your kids. Well, your wife. I'm probably you if you want to do it. It's fine.
All right. I can't wear makeup. All right. Good. All right. Go ahead. So we've talked about that.
Yeah. So I will show you. I have a long list of places that I picked before. So because let's say we're going to start talking about what you want. So I'm going to ask you, like, do you want maybe the city, natural look, or a rustic or vintage? So I have different places for those different styles that you want to get through the pictures. So I'll show you everything, and I will guide you. And, of course, suggestions. And, of course, the clients are going to have their ideas.
Opinions.
And that's fine. Yep. I will work with them. But, of course, I need to schedule, like, the right time, the right place, because the light, I always shoot in the mornings or in the afternoons. So because the golden hour, like the perfect light, it's around sunset or around sunrise. So because your skin is going to look awesome during those times, not right noon, which is so harsh.
Right. Wow.
So I'll show you everything.
I like it.
I'm going to go a little bit out on a limb here and assume that a lot of your work is on your website, where people can see some of the great work you've done, correct?
Yeah.
So why don't you go ahead and give the website for those that would like to find out more, learn more about your services. Where can they get that information?
Of course. They can go to www.com, NathalieTavaresPhotography.com.
All right, NathalieTavaresPhotography.com. And let's spell those.
Yeah,
spell that.
Nathalie, you spell it NathaLy, Tavares, TABoy, ARES.com.
Photography.com.
Photography.com.
And you
can help me with
the
that.
Email there is also
contact
at NathalieTavaresPhotography.com.
And they can see all the process. The process I just mentioned. I just mentioned the first step, but there are 3 more. And they will see everything there.
We're going to make them go to the website.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's
for
a tease.
That is.
I like it. Good tease. Well,
thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now that Natalie has spoken, can I be brutally honest about professional photographers, what I don't like about them?
After so that she can't answer
her
and
mic,
respond
her mic is
to
off,
it.
Right? We'll make sure her mic's off.
All right, go ahead.
The fact that we take pictures on our phones.
Right.
And we just look for the one that's not the worst.
Right, absolutely.
When you get people like Natalie to do your photography.
Yes.
Every single photo looks friggin' awesome.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my God, I want them all.
So I'm an independent financial advisor. I am all about investment. You want to talk about a return on investment, to have your family look, to have that one picture, to have a moment that you can always remember. And she's right. Don't stick it on your computer. Display it on your wall.
I never thought, you know, just think about the photo. You don't think about, okay, the mat.
The presentation.
Frame, yeah.
She's an artist, right? So
good
why
stuff.
Not work with an artist?
Good stuff.
And unlike some artists, she's not going to just throw a bunch of paint on it and call it art. She's going to get your family in their best light or get your moment in the best light. I love it. I'm in.
We just
NathalieTavaresPhotography.com.
We'll send her a bill for this
All we need now
right
is for her to give a Business Radio X discount, and we'll be good to go. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
There's no discount for art.
We want to thank Nathalie Tavares for joining us, Nathalie Tavares Photography, Dr. Adam Tedder with Clear Path Family Chiropractic, and Evener Liberal with M-Site Preventive Health Services.
All of whom will take a picture. Each picture is a little different.
Here's the thing. We're going to take our group picture right after the show now, and it's going to look nothing like what she can
do. Well, yeah, because she's not going to be the one taking it.
I know.
Right?
We need to hire her and be the official photographer.
There you go. I like it.
Want to remind you, you can listen to the show anytime you want. Go to businessradiox.com, select Gwinnett Business Radio, select the Gwinnett Studio, then select Gwinnett Business Radio, and you will see this show and all our previous episodes as well. Follow us on Facebook and like us and on Twitter
and if you're a podcast
LinkedIn
listener,
everywhere else,
find our show on your favorite podcast platform and give us a review.
And we're now on Google, too. If you Google Gwinnett Business Radio, Radio X. We actually will pop up there. I mean, we're always on Google, but we now have a site where you can actually review us.
I like it.
So
wow.
Please review us.
Please review
all
us.
All of you here in the studio, please review us on Google.
I'll review you, Mike.
All right. For our producer, Trey, and for Steven, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!